Gaming isn't for me, bro, when it comes to being professional.
From Albert Einstein, it says insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
I guess I'm insane. This episode is sponsored by Orange County Lung Center. From asthma to COPD, breathing disorders are not easy to live with. With Orange County Lung Center's services, these disorders can be managed. From sleep studies to pulmonary function tests, your disease can be pinpointed and efficiently treated. That's already really nice, but there's more. OC Lung Center is offering revolutionary telemedicine services using state-of-the-art technology so that you can be seen by a doctor remotely. That sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie. For more information, visit oclungcenter.com. What's going on, you awesome people? Welcome back to the podcast with the truth you may or may not want to hear. You guys already know I'm talking about Truthful Society, all right? I'm the host, Thaer El-Rejab. And, you know, I usually fish out amazing guests on the pursuit of success in their life. And, you know, I sit them down and ask them about it. And I get them to expose their tips because everyone wants to know how to become successful. Unless you don't. I don't know why you wouldn't. But, you know, definitely follow this podcast if you're one of those awesome people that are looking for success. Follow it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Those are the two biggest right now for me. And, yeah. As always, I love you awesome people for listening and subscribing. And, okay, that's enough about me now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the show today, we got Saher Hussein, one of my best friends that I've actually known for 8 years somehow, and that's actually already nuts right there. I don't think I've known anyone else for 8 years. This dude is insane at life in general, and he's a professional gamer, believe it or not, and I'm specifically talking about Overwatch. Even though it has a negative connotation, this guy's nuts at it. Okay, dude, introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Saher Hussein. I'm currently a senior in high school, and I play Overwatch professionally, or close to a professional level. I also have a...
Stop lying, dude. You're insane at the game.
Sometimes I'm insane. But on the side, I do a couple hobbies, like going to the gym and making music. So, yeah.
Yes, sir. I go with him. All right. Well, you mentioned, you know, you do all your hobbies. You're pretty smart, too. You forgot to mention that, Saher. You forgot to mention that you're taking calculus this year.
You're flattering me too much, bro.
No, I'm not. You're actually not that. You're actually pretty smart.
No, you're way smarter.
Bam. Okay, you don't have to state the obvious. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. On the topic of all that, you know, college applications are coming out literally this month. How do you feel about that right now? What do you got to do? What do you got to say about that?
I'm not as anxious as I thought I would be. I was a little bit disappointed because I got my first rejection letter, which is, it's not a huge deal because, I mean, everyone gets rejected.
From where? Right? From where did you get rejected?
I got rejected from Cal Poly Pomona, which is unfortunate.
Uh-huh. It happens, honestly.
Surprisingly, I got into Long Beach, but I didn't get into Poly
Pomona. Dude, Long Beach is nuts, though. Like, you know, I have so many friends that want to go there, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Computer science major, too. That's so competitive.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I wish I was like you right now. Like, you're not anxious. I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I'm quivering. Like, my whole body is quivering.
Well, I think that's the thing.
Realistically.
You have a chance with UCI, bro.
I think so, too. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, I'm iffy about it. Like, literally tomorrow, as of this recording, UCI admissions come out. And I'm applying. That's like my dream school,
really?
In case you guys don't know. Real quick, I'm currently editing this episode. This is me from the future. Want to correct myself. UCI does not actually come out on like tomorrow and what I said the episode on Friday. Only honors admissions came out. The rest will be coming out next week, unfortunately. I hope, you know, I find that funny when people tell me, oh, you got this. It's like, because I've already submitted my application months ago, so now I just have to pray.
You should pray
for me, man. I hope I get in, bro.
You got it.
We gotta both make it, you know?
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. What other applications are you looking forward to? Like, besides the UCs, have you gotten everything back yet or what?
I haven't actually.
Yeah.
I think I literally only did the Cal States and the UCs, if I'm being honest.
but for you guys that are watching right now from another state, UCs are basically like University of California, the state. They're public schools in the state, colleges. And yeah.
They're really good. A lot of them are really good.
They are really good.
Especially
see, I'm not. I can't even blame you, by the way, Sahir, because I actually only applied for UCs. Believe it or not, I did not apply to any other school except like UC Riverside, UC Irvine, UC Los Angeles, and
UC
San Diego.
Stuff,
No, dude. Because, okay, I'm going to be practical here. This is just my personal opinion, right? Private schools, they're so expensive.
It's
Like
very
50,000 a year, 70,000 a year. You know, I like even if you have the money to afford that, why would you spend that? Like, I'm planning on being a doctor, and to be a doctor, you need money to go to med school. So I'd rather save my money.
Yeah, it's not always the financially, smart decision to go to some private university.
Yeah, that's kind of true. I'm just hoping I get into UCI so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, man, you got it. Believe in
I
you.
hope. I honestly hope, dude.
How are you doing in calculus?
Calculus.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an 87 in the class right now, but that's only because like last semester I struggled insanely hard and our teacher is super strict. Like that's my hardest class right now. I don't know why calculus is a thing and I don't know why we need it. Well, I do know, it's just I don't like it.
I don't like it either, bro.
It's rough, man.
Yeah.
It's difficult. All right. So how'd you become a professional gamer, Sire? Like what did it take?
I'm gonna be real with you. It wasn't in the most healthiest way that I did it at first, at least.
Okay.
So I started the game my freshman year. You got me into it. You actually got me into it, which is funny
Yeah.
because you quit the game.
Yeah, I did.
You quit the game, but I kept going. And after about 2 years of just playing the game consistently, I went pro. It's pretty much as
What
simple as
rank did you
that.
get? What rank did you get?
So I started in like silver, bronze. And eventually I got up to like top 500 Genji, which is pretty cool, 'cause that's like what the top 500 in North America for
You're
Overwatch.
actually nuts for that.
Yeah, that game is pretty tough, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, I feel pretty proud of that, but at first I wasn't grinding in the most healthy way, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit and
So
how it's
what do you mean by that?
so. It's very important to go to the gym, right? You agree with me on
Yeah, or
that.
at
Actually,
least some form of physical like at least some form of physical activity to take care of yourself, you know?
yeah, so you got me into the gym like last year. That's when I was like playing Overwatch as well, but I was also like 200 pounds and I was really unhealthy and overweight. And after some time of going to the gym with you, I actually ended up losing like 30 pounds, and now I found a way to balance, playing that video game and, my physical health. And I think it's really cool. So
That's
I
good. That's
appreciate
good
you.
stuff.
I
Dude.
appreciate you taking me to the gym and all that.
Dude, I 100% got you. That's literally my job. Our job, this is why I like working out with you too, or just in general working out with people. You like we like motivate each other, bro. It's not even a one-way like street. Like I love you love me, you know? We motivate each other, we get through, we grow together, you know? That's really one of the biggest parts of like working out and bettering yourself.
Absolutely. Dude, and when we hit that 315 PR together, or no, the
Deadlift
325,
315,
the 325,
325.
we hit
Oh
that
my
together.
gosh, bro. I was
Crazy.
going nuts. I was going nuts. You surprised me. Like I'm gonna go ahead and say this like right now and be honest. I wasn't thinking you were gonna lift three plates. I thought, okay, he'll get like 295 maybe. Three plates, and I'm sitting there recording the video while he's doing it, and then he lifts it like it's butter, and I was like, what? How did you do that? You're actually nuts. I was screaming. I was losing my mind. I was like, there's no way this guy did this.
By the way, why did I? How come I went through the reps so fast? Like, what does that mean? Is that a bad thing? Am I not doing it right?
No, you're doing it fine. It just means you're nuts. I don't know. Your adrenaline was going through your veins or something. I have no idea.
Maybe, dude. Well, I gotta work on the shoulders, though.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, besides the physical part of it, like what else did you do to like actually become a professional gamer? Like how did you become good? Because dude, in a way I'm kind of asking for myself because you remember when I played with you, dude, I could not no way on earth could I ever get better at all.
Yeah, you were hot ass, my guy. I'm not gonna lie. And the thing I noticed with you a lot is you'd get demoralized way too fast. And then when you
Dude,
were
gaming
down,
wasn't for me, man. I just get so angry at
yeah,
nothing.
when you got demoralized, you just often you give up because you expect a much faster result, or at least with a lot of other things in life. But
Yeah, it's not just with games, dude. Like even in life, you gotta like give it a lot of time to actually see it work out, and you gotta keep going. Even if you have like those horrible days, you gotta just keep like you gotta keep doing the same thing over and over. Cause even if you do that one like day where like you have a horrible day and you just let it go, on that day you let yourself go, you give up all the habits you've done, you just choose to do nothing regardless of what your plan is. You're gonna see no results. You're gonna be back at square one, kind of, you know?
Yeah, and you know what?
You
I think
need to keep
about it.
going.
Yeah, nowadays you definitely have that patience when it comes to, grinding a skill or
Yeah, but
content.
not gaming. That's
Yeah,
the one,
when it
that's the
comes to
funniest thing.
gaming, you just don't have that same patience as
Even to
well.
this day, bro, I'm never patient when it comes to games.
So here's the thing about gaming is if you really want to go pro in a game, you have to put that same kind of patience you'd put into going to the gym and expecting gains or going to
Yeah.
just learning a new skill or this entire Truthful Society that podcast and how you're trying to grow it from the ground. You've made massive progress, my dude. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I love you, Sire. This is
You
why I've
grow.
known you for 8 years.
You'll rebrand. It's pretty cool.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. But yeah, you do have to stay consistent. And I wanted to emphasize, I remember earlier I said, you gotta keep doing the same thing you're doing. And what I mean by that technically is keep improving on what you already have. Like if you're doing something and it's obviously failing, obviously change it up a little bit, right? But you still gotta keep consistently doing that thing itself, even if you changed it up a little bit. But to completely give up and expect to come back to it later and expect results, kind of like what I did with Overwatch, you can't expect to see any results. And I find it funny because I'll say this and then I'll still do what I do with games. Like I still will expect quick results. It's just, I don't know.
You know
Gaming
what?
isn't for me, bro, when it comes to
I
being
think there's a
professional.
quote from Albert Einstein. It says, "Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results."
I guess I'm insane. I'm
Not
kidding.
insane, bro, but
Only when it comes to games.
for real
Oh
though,
my.
you cannot do the same thing over and over and expect different results. Always look for ways to improve. And that's not just with video games, it applies to almost everything in life.
Really? Okay, give me an example of that in your life. Give me an example here, Sire.
I can give a good example. I'd say at the gym, I was doing bench press, and I noticed that every time I do bench press, my shoulders would really hurt and they get sore. And
Dude,
then
I
I
would
realized,
notice that too. Like I would notice your sh I would notice you pushing your shoulders out.
yeah, and then I realized that, oh, I was flaring my elbows out, and that's wrong form. So there you go. I improved and I fixed my form, and now my elbows go directly down.
And your shoulders don't hurt anymore, do they?
No, they don't feel as painful or sore nearly as much as they used to. So, yeah.
That's my boy right there. See, for me, I literally the biggest example, I think I've said this in another episode before, it's my podcast, and just my website. If you guys don't know this, only OGs, only OGs know this, people that used to know me before.
Political times.
I used to have this thing called the Political Times, where it was like a political podcast and website. I tried it out. I put up a couple episodes and a couple website posts. Spoiler alert, it failed miserably. I didn't say that to anyone, obviously, because it hurts your pride to say, oh, my thing right here, it failed completely. But yeah, I was barely getting any viewers. And I was like, I need something more in demand because clearly I can't appeal to younger people with politics. No one likes politics. Even I don't like it. I don't know why I talked about it. So I started this whole Truthful Society thing where it's like, oh, how about I talk with people about their success and formulate something based solely around motivation and success in life, like bettering yourself, making yourself the best version of yourself, pursuing happiness and success and ultimately the highest, the greatest form of value you can get out of your life. And spoiler alert again, it worked. It actually worked out. I actually started to see more growth even on the podcast. Like now I actually have awesome, a solid viewer base. And same for Instagram, my account grew and my website as well. And honestly, I remember the night, literally the night of, it was last June. I remember the night of thinking about, should I switch it? I thought about it. I was like, because if I switch it, I would lose partially my goal. Because honestly, my goal at the time was I wanted to write a bunch of news articles on my website and keep them not biased. So my goal was to kind of reform the the news industry because it's all biased right now. If you really look at it, there's so much bias in different news networks, and it's both from both parties. It's not just one party. Just a lot of bias. So my goal at the time was, I got to do something about that. And if I switch this goal, I had to sacrifice that goal to another goal, which would would be a slightly different goal. Still a goal of helping the world and changing the world in some way, but it would be
You want
slightly
to change the
different.
world, right?
That's my overarching goal, but it would be a different goal slightly. So I was like, is it worth that sacrifice? And ultimately I decided, it is. Let's try it. And I did try it. It took a couple of weeks to reformat everything, rebrand my whole thing. And it was honestly one of the best decisions I've ever made because you know, now I got all these different like growth examples. I can finally like, actually, I feel like I can be myself. Because obviously when you're talking about politics, I can't be like biased. At the time, I would make my episodes with no bias. I sounded kind of like a robot. Like I'd be like, hey, yeah, I'd be interviewing like someone. I'd be like, hey, so what is your opinion on the, you know, gun control policy? And what do you have to say about it? Like, you know, I sound like a news anchor. No one wants to listen to that. Right.
Dude, politics are just boring, but they're important, but they're just boring, like for a lot of the young
generation. Dude, that's honestly why so many like Americans don't keep up with that stuff. It's too slow for it's too slow for them. It's too slow for me too. I only keep up with it here and there just because I know I have to, right? But other than that, it's nuts. All right, we're taking a break. It's ad time. Play that ad. All right, welcome back to the second segment of this podcast episode. Thank you guys so much for listening this far. Yeah, enjoy. Yeah, so when it comes, so when you're talking, in your case, being a professional gamer, how about we talk about the failures that make you want to quit? Because to be honest with you, that's probably even bigger than staying consistent. Because if you think about it, what makes you not stay consistent? And, you know, you guessed it. It's the failures.
Oh, yeah.
It's the failures. Even for, like, for you. How many times have you tried to give up? Because, sorry, I'll tell you right now, bro. Do you know the amount of times I've given up playing Overwatch is nuts, where I give up, come back? Like, how did you not do that? How did you not do that?
No, I've contemplated it a lot. And obviously, you know, it's just talk, right? It's just rank talk.
But yeah.
Just sometimes it gets to you. Sometimes it can be annoying. Like, is this really true? Am I never going to get better? And yeah, I definitely had my moments where I just saw myself doing terribly and I wanted to quit. I legit rage quit a game once.
You just left?
I lost my team the game and then rage quit, yeah. But I'm recovered from that and I'm to where I am right now.
That's my boy right there.
What did you want to know again?
I was asking you, like, how did you overcome that? Like, why did you not give up?
Why did I not give up?
Yes.
Well, because every time I would sit down by myself alone to my thoughts, I'd think about, I really want to be the best Genji in the world. I play Genji.
That's like a character in Overwatch. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was always like, I want to be the best Genji player in the world. I don't care if the odds are against me. I don't care if I'm naturally terrible at him. I want to be the best Genji in the world. So I kept putting that in.
Kept putting the effort.
I'd think of that dream, and then I'd have that motivation to play again. And I'd keep going.
It's like you gotta. It's like it's kind of like love. Like I've heard many stories where people like to say, "Oh, I fell out of love," but like let's talk about this. Is like brief. Just brief, real quick. Like, you know, sometimes people like they're all not always in a relationship where you're gonna be head over heels for the, you know, your partner. So it's kind of like that. It's like sometimes you gotta like fall back in love, you know. So it's like falling back in love with your goal.
Falling back in love with your goal. Interesting analogy.
Yeah, you gotta. It's like because obviously you're not gonna always be motivated. It's mostly discipline. Like there was a quote from this one random dude on Instagram. I forgot his name, but like he literally was saying, you know, you're nothing if you don't have discipline. Actually, I think it was Mike Tyson. I remember now, but he was saying you're literally nothing if you don't have discipline. Because so what if you're motivated? If you're motivated, you'll be like me when I was playing Overwatch. You'll play the game for like a day and then you'll give up, or a day or two or three, right?
Yes, but the thing about all of us is we are human beings, and there's only so much discipline we can have, and we can.
That's so true.
Improving upon that.
Even if you give up once, you can still come back and choose not to give up after. You don't. It's not like, oh, you can just never give up. There have been days where I've given up too. Like when I first started this podcast, I was not always consistent. I kind of count that as like giving up a little bit because I just give up on the episode for the week, you know?
Yeah, but just don't never truly quit. If you really want to do something, just don't quit. Unless you see like that. Even the end goal, that it's not something that you'd really enjoy, that it's not worth it, then maybe that's like something to quit. But if it's something you really want, don't quit.
That's so true.
I don't think you should ever quit Truthful Society. I think you should do this for years to come.
I honestly appreciate you for that, dude. You're on, dude. This guy right here, guys, Sahir, one of my biggest sources of like motivation. Whenever I need motivation, I come to this guy. He gives me some of the best advice. I appreciate you for that, man.
Dude, you've given me so much advice.
It's a mutual thing. That's like all about it. It's all about helping each other too.
But you've helped me come closer to God. I mean, with religion, and you've helped me with so much stuff,
Of course.
You helped me lose weight. You helped me feel better about my appearance. Like you did so much.
Dude, that's how it is. We gotta both help each other out here. Part of the reason I started this podcast, bro. I'm trying to help. Like I'm just trying to like spread out the knowledge for people. You know. Not just, and I learn from these, by the way. It's not just you guys. It's not like I'm this like almighty person that knows everything and I'm just trying to share the well. No, I'm stupid too. I make some stupid mistakes sometimes. I still,
everyone does.
Exactly. You said it earlier. We're human. I'm just trying to learn from these episodes. I learn from every single one of these episodes when I like host you guys. I hear different versions of the same thing or different versions of different things, and it helps. It helps me with my life, and I hope it helps other people with their lives. But yeah,
I think it will one day. I think one day it's going to, I mean, it already probably is, but I'm thinking that like in the near future when this really just gets big.
I'm hoping, I will make it big, dude. I'm hoping it gets big. That's my number, like one of my biggest goals.
Don't quit.
I won't. Don't quit. Like you said, I honestly, the only time I feel like it would be valid to quit is if you feel like what you're doing is not working at all and you have come up with a better plan than the one you already have. You know what I mean?
I'm curious about something. This is a little bit...
What's up?
Interesting to me. But have you ever experienced, like, someone encouraging you to stop? Like, saying you shouldn't do this. Have you ever experienced that? I'm just curious.
For my website?
Fine if you haven't.
Here's the thing. Curious. When I first did my political thing, I had a lot of people, like clown it. Like, I had a lot of people make fun of it. Like, oh my gosh, this guy's... Just people in my school. People that would hear about it. People that would see my Instagram account.
Okay.
When I felt bold enough to tell certain people, some of them would just laugh at me, you know? They were, yeah. I'm not even friends with them anymore now. It's just they were fake then, you know? And when I went to, I'd go to them and show them, you know, look at what I'm writing or look at what my new podcast episode. Some of them would be like, why are you even talking about politics, you know? No one likes that. Like, maybe podcasting isn't for you or just writing isn't for you, you know? Why are you talking about podcasting?
Yeah.
And then I start something like this, like Truthful Society. And then a year later, for example, they'll come up to me and they'll be like, hey, you know, I've been like listening to your podcast. It's actually been doing pretty well. You know, nice job. So you can kind of see that's the switch awesome. Up. So it's like, this is kind of like an example of why you shouldn't quit, because those people that tell you, okay, you should probably quit. Even if it's one person, even if it's your mom, your dad, you know, it's like, if it's something you really, really want to do and it's not harming other people, yeah. Don't quit. Right. And those people will eventually grow out of their whole, you know, you shouldn't do this phase, because if you actually, if you keep pursuing it, eventually they'll see, oh, you're actually making progress, and they'll become like irrelevant in a way, or what they're saying.
For whatever reason, people like to put down the dreams of others, and this might sound really cringy, but you should just don't listen to the haters, dude.
Literally, don't listen to the haters. That's so facts. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Don't listen to the haters. I'm pretty sure, like, Jake Paul said that or something.
Don't even
he's stop. Not wrong though. He is not.
He's technically not wrong. Yeah. It's and the reason, by the way, you mentioned like right now, people like to put down other people. Do you know why that is actually? I like looked it up. You know, the reason people like to put down other people most of the time is because those people are doing more than what they're doing. So they kind of feel like a little bit insecure, like, oh, he's doing more than me. So you're trying to put them down so they stay under you, so they don't surpass you, kind of. It's kind of like a basic human instinct for your own, like, pride, you know? Like, you want to stay on top, but obviously it's not good to be.
But, yeah, that's pretty interesting to know.
Dude,
have you seen any examples of that?
Of people, like, being insecure? I have. I've seen it with my own, like, friends or people that I thought were my friends, you know? I would notice, oh wait, like, why are they always being like toxic? And it'll be like in subtle ways. This is like, by the way, if I haven't
told me about this.
Yes. If I haven't mentioned this earlier, I'm going to mention it right now. Who you surround yourself with is extremely important for you and your goals, because it'll subconsciously affect it. If you surround yourself with people that are always somehow putting you down in some way or another, even if it's not about your goals, just putting you down, making jokes to you, and they're always like offensive jokes to you, you know, maybe you shouldn't be around them, because, you know, it'll subconsciously make you, like, doubt your own self, you know? So,
you know what? About that, what do you think of positive and negative self-talk? Do you think that actually has an effect on, like,
yes,
your brain?
Yes, I do. I actually have come to see it. Like, a lot of people will think, you know, if you negatively self-talk yourself, oh, maybe it'll help you. People will think that. Like, if you're in the gym and you're, like, you know, you're cranking out a bunch of curls, right? And then you're like, you wussy, keep going, don't stop. That actually does more harm than good than if you were to actually tell yourself, hey, keep going, you got this, you know, you are a strong individual. I'll tell you why.
Because I think, honestly, it's a psychological thing. I'm pretty negative to myself sometimes, and I'm wondering if maybe I should stop.
Yeah, this is actually really common, Sire. It's not, it's a lot of people have that, like, negative voice in their head. I have it sometimes, too. You just got to shut it up, you know? That negative voice.
You're so bad.
Yeah, yeah. That negative voice is actually not you. It's part of it's part of your subconscious. You know, it's and the thing about it is, you are. I think this is a psychology thing. You are what you tell your brain. Your brain becomes what you tell it. You know what I mean? Eventually, it's like this is how people become delusional. Like if you think, you know how there are delusional people out there. They're so delusional.
What do you mean by delusional?
I mean, like they believe in something like that's like you know nuts, like something that's insane.
What do you mean by delusional?
I'll give you an example. Like if you find a girl that keeps going back to her ex, you know what I mean? Like that ex,
yeah.
Like if you look at people that are like abused, right? And some of them choose to go back to their own abuser. They've become so delusional telling themselves that, oh, this guy will change. Oh, this guy will do this. Oh, he's good for me. They tell themselves the thing over and over again that their brain has just accepted it as reality and nothing else is accepted besides that. Now, I want you to think about this. What if you did that to your brain, but positively? What if you told yourself every single morning you wake up and you told yourself, it sounds so cringy. I thought it didn't work, but it actually works. I literally have a paper. Oh, I'm not kidding. I have a paper with a statement on it with one of my biggest goals. And I literally go, I wake up and I read that thing every morning.
So you do positive self-affirmations in the morning.
It's not like something stupid. It's not like you are handsome. You are beautiful. Yeah. You attract women. Like, I'm not telling myself that, okay? Like, I'm reading. It's actually my goal. It's like, you know, my goal is to do so-and-so. I will do it so-and-so. There is no ifs. There is no buts. I will do it. If you tell your mind that every day, your mind starts to want it like you want water. You will find a way to do it no matter what. Like, if you want water, how are you going to get water? You're going to find a way to get it, whether you're going to run down to the store or you're going to go get water from your refrigerator. One way or another, you're going to end up trying to get it. So it's like if you wake up every morning, you tell yourself, let's say you want to like start a business. Let's say you want to start investing in the stock market. I will do good in the stock market. I will go and I will find every piece of information that's useful to it. And I will, you know, get good at the stock market. And I will make, you have to have a detailed goal. Like, let's say in the stock market, I want to make $10,000. Every morning you read that to yourself. You will notice a mindset change. Like, even if you're discouraged, remember, we go back to the whole idea of not quitting. When you do this self-positive affirmation, your own brain starts to tone out that voice that's telling you to quit. Because every morning you're reading this statement to yourself. It's almost like a part of your brain now, you know? So it's like, essentially, your brain becomes what you tell it. No matter what, if you have a voice that, you know, it's a voice in your head that tells you, no matter what, you're going to get what you want.
You know what? I think I need to try that.
You do. And honestly, I know it sounds like, oh, you're going to be a spoiled brat if you tell yourself, I'm going to get what I want. Always. No, it's not like that. It's more of you're going to try and you can't accept not trying hard enough to get what you want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you tried hard enough and you still couldn't get it, like if I tried really hard to get into UCI, like if I don't end up getting in, it's not like, oh, then I'm going to go and berate myself like, oh, you failure, you didn't get. No, it's more of I tried and I did all that I could, but I ended up not getting in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a statement of I will do all that I can to get in. Because obviously, like you said, we're human. We can't predict everything that will happen. But that doesn't mean...
capable of getting in.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't convince your brain, you know, no matter what, I'm going to follow that thing like a dog. No matter what, I'm going to keep going after it, and I'm going to put all that I can into it. Your brain will accept that every day, and your brain will live it as if it's like its own word. You'll live it as a law in your head. That's the law that governs your head, your brain.
You're so know what I mean? Wise, man. Dude, I'm telling you, dude.
So thank you, bro. I appreciate that. yeah. So what I was saying, dude, it's like it all goes back to what you're telling yourself in your head. You tell yourself the right thing, you will be on the right track. That's the whole idea of whether it's positive or negative, how you communicate with yourself. I always say you should be best friends with yourself before your homies or with anyone else. Before you're in a relationship with anyone else, you need to be best friends with yourself. The best way you can do that is to develop a positive voice with yourself. And no, you don't have to like console yourself. Like if you're sad, no, there, don't be sad. No, sorry, don't. Like, you don't have to tell yourself that. Let yourself cry if you're sad, but be there for yourself as in a voice that will motivate you. If you are in the gym, you want to crank out some weights, you got to tell yourself, I am strong. I can do this weight. I will, not even that. I will do this weight. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Whether it's now, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next month, whether it's next year, I'm going to do it before I die. You need to tell yourself that. Whether it's with the podcast that I'm doing, I do that. Whether it's with making money in some way, you know, for me, I want to change the world. I'm going to change the world. Some way, shape, or form, I'm going to do it before I die. You got to tell yourself that every morning. Every morning, you got to do it because that's how it makes it consistent. You got to remind yourself because I've actually come to see this both in a religious standpoint and even in a normal life standpoint. Humans are so forgetful. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking like, oh my, I forgot to do my homework, or oh, I forgot to like take the trash out. No, I'm talking like you think you know it, but you don't. Like everyone thinks that they know, oh, don't give up, persevere. It's like a common thing. Everyone talks about it, right? Yeah. Like everyone thinks, oh yeah, don't give up. I know. But no, they don't know, because when the time actually comes that they need to not give up, they end up giving up. Why? Because they forgot that simple, that three word thing, don't give up. That three word statement, don't give up. They forget it. They don't forget the actual phrase, but they forget what it means. What does it stand for? What is the exact part of it? You know what I mean? And that's what comes with positive affirmation. Sometimes you have a goal, but after a month or two into being consistent in it, you start to forget. Why did I do it? Why do I want it? What do I actually want? Sometimes, even for me, I know this because there was like 2 months where I stopped talking to myself. Yeah, these last 2 months, like especially like I'm talking December and November. Those were the two hardest months of this like senior year for me, because I wasn't as motivated to do anything like with my podcast or website. I was starting to fall off. I was like, oh, you know, I'm not getting the statistics that I want on my growth that I want. You know, there was some issues with, people I knew at school that I thought were my friends, right? Or stuff like that, right? You know, and it just all shoved me off course. My goal started to get blurry. So when I say you have to tell yourself every morning, or just at least every week, you got to remind yourself what your goal is. What do you want?
You have to remind yourself why you're trying to do something.
Because even though you think, oh, I want to grow my podcast, it gets blurry. Like, why do I want to grow my podcast? What exactly do I want to grow? How much do I want to grow? It gets blurry after a while. You have to remind yourself every day. This is what I want. I'm going to achieve it by so-and-so. I'm going to achieve it by then, by this time, whether it's now or before I die, and it's going to happen. You know, if you remind yourself that all the time, your mind doesn't get blurry. You stay focused. You need focus. That's probably the most important thing in this whole world. When you're focused, you tone out everything else that's not important. Yes, sir. Dude, I actually feel like I've ascended after saying all that. Like, I'm currently floating right now. I'm on my way to heaven.
You got a way to go before that.
Not yet. Well, not
obviously,
yet.
Obviously, like, you're a great man and all, but you have a long life to live. You know what I'm saying?
Heck yeah, dude. We both do. We're both gonna make it.
We're both gonna make it.
Yes, sir. With that in mind, now after hearing my huge ramble, I want to ask you: what is your biggest goal right now? What are you focused on? See here. What do you want right now?
My biggest goal?
Yes. What do you want out of your life?
That's a good question, actually. I really just want to, like, solidify my place in college.
Studying what?
And studying computer science. I really want to solidify my work ethic as well. And, you know, be able to study that and make a job out of that. And then after that, I really want to make sure that I pursue, like, some form of martial arts on the side.
And heck yeah, dude. Get into martial arts.
Yeah, because martial arts is really cool. And, like, you showed me boxing the other day. And really
dude, cool. I will actually get into, like, fighting with you if you're down. Like, we'll actually start sparring and stuff.
And I really do like gaming and playing Overwatch, but I don't think that's the only thing I'm going to be doing with my life. I want to be ambitious, and I plan to try out a lot of new things. So if I'm being honest, I don't fully have my life planned out right now. I'm not fully set on a goal.
Hey, no one else does either. At 17, I don't even know. I don't know if I'll keep doing this whole thing by the time I'm like 20 or 30, you know?
But, you're right, because your interests do change when you get older. You grow up, and then you really find out what you want to do.
That's why I said right now when I asked you, what is your biggest goal right now? Because your goals can change. So genuinely, if your goal right now is college and you want to solidify your place and you want to do martial arts, that's really detailed, you know? That's all that matters. The point is, you got to, like, tell
it. That's my goal.
Your goal.
To get big at the gym.
Oh, dude, that one's a given. You're going to get that one. As long as you're homies with me, as long as you're friends with me, dude, you're going to get that. I'm going to make sure you get that. But on some real stuff, you mentioned earlier, we were talking earlier about the whole, you got to tell yourself over and over again what you want, like affirmations. Part of telling yourself what it is, you got to say in the tense of, I'm going to do it. Not, you know, my goal is to hopefully do so. No, not hopefully. You are responsible to tell yourself, I'm going to do it. I will do it. And this is how. So in your case, the way you are talking about your goals sounds pretty well, because you're like, you know, I'm going to solidify my college, my place in college, and study and do martial arts, you know? that's how you achieve your goals. You got to keep reminding yourself and pursue them.
And you know,
so you don't lose focus.
You just said that. I think that, you know, that implies that I should be a bit more like specific and dead set on what to do.
It's like, you, in terms of your goal, like honestly, if you add like a time constraint and a constraint as in like how you're going to do it, if you add those two details to your goal, you make it super specific and it increases like your chances of achieving it. You know, you're going to more likely achieve it if you know exactly how you're going to do it and what you want.
You're right. And could you explain your goal to me right now?
My goal right now? Okay, before I will do that, but before this, I just reminded me. There was like a quote I saw on Instagram where it was like, if you can't explain your goal to a six-year-old kid and then have that six-year-old kid explain it to another six-year-old kid.
I was just about to bring that up.
Dude, you're actually nuts. We're on the same train right now. But yeah, if you can't have that six-year-old kid explain it to the other kid perfectly, then your goal is not detailed enough and you don't actually know what you want. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now what I want. My goal is to change this world in some way, shape, or form before I die. And what I mean by change it, I mean, you know, anyway, whether it's small changes, like, you know, just being a part of someone's life, impacting them in the best way that I can, to big changes, whether, you know, like with this podcast, this is my biggest goal right now at this current moment. I'm going to grow this podcast, preferably to at least 1,000 downloads per episode, which is what my biggest goal right now.
1,000 downloads per episode. Okay.
And likewise, I want to grow my Instagram account to probably like 10,000 followers, you know, and I want to make money from that Instagram account. These are my two biggest goals. And the way I'm going to do that is, you know, I'm uploading what I want to, I'm uploading my content about like bettering yourself, pursuing success. And I'm hoping, you know, that maybe that can help people. Hopefully that can give them that little push that they need in their life. Cause it's certainly giving me the push that I need. This podcast is also like a self thing. I'm doing it kind of, it's like a selfish thing kind of. I'm doing it cause it helps me. I'm doing it because it gives me a sense of purpose. You know, it's kind of, I kind of cling to it, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
It's like when you make something, it's like your baby, you know, you want to take care of it. You depend. It's like it depends on you and you like also kind of, you know, benefit from it and depend on it a little bit. You know?
Love doing it?
It's not even love doing it, bro. I love it. I just love my podcast, you know. I simply love it.
All right, of course,
it gets tedious to like edit and all this stuff. Like even this episode, it's almost 50 minutes of editing. But you know what? It's worth getting through it and then sitting down and listening to your episode all cleaned up and, you know, edited, and it feels so nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I'm hoping best of luck for your goals. You seem to know what you want to do. You know, you're getting yourself together. A lot of people, you know, that's how they are when they're 17. They're getting themselves together. You seem like you're getting yourself together. But, you know, as of now, we've actually reached the time limit for this episode. You know, I'm just trying to end this episode here now. Thank you guys all so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys for listening. If you've listened this far, honestly, like, props to you guys. I actually love you guys. You guys are you guys are probably one of the biggest things keeping up this podcast. Sahir, I wanted to thank you so much for being on here. I know you're busy as heck, so thank you so much for being on here, dude.
It was great talking to you, dude. It was great.
Of course, I got you.
I'm glad I got to spend some time doing this.
Yeah, man. Make sure to follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else they're up because, you know, why not? Don't miss anything. One really huge thing, I would love it personally if you guys put up reviews for this podcast so I could go down and like actually read what you guys have to say about this podcast. What can I improve? And just support the podcast in that way. That's like the best way, at least the smallest way you guys can support. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. And hopefully, I will see you guys in the next episode. See ya.